Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. We are live. Today is Monday, February 17th, 2014. We are on BBS Radio Station 1 tonight. We have a wonderful hour of Q&A coming up for you this evening on Creation Lightship topics, all things light being and light healing, and Ron is with us tonight. So if everybody wants to go over to his homepage, creationlightship.com, you can click on the image of the light being, the large light being. You can find that over on the right side of the screen on the creationlightship.com homepage, and click on that, and Ron will energize that for everybody with some peace energy for yourself and your space. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you, and we'll go ahead and get that light being up for everybody. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Let's first eliminate or help you out with situations, maybe from the last few days here that you may have encountered or that encountered you. So think of an issue that you're dealing with. So here we go. One, releasing that from you. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's energize the light beam here. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go, everybody. So let's we have a start today for our program. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, well, we have a great hour coming up for everybody, and we'd like to welcome all of the new listeners and all of our regular listeners, and hopefully you were able to catch Ron at the expo that he was just at in Los Angeles, the Conscious Life Expo. So if you are joining us from seeing him there, that's great, and we'd like to welcome all of you. We do have quite a few questions to get through this evening, and if you would like to send us a question, you can do so at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll be taking your questions live on the air tonight. We're not going to have any callers, but we will be reading the emails, so hopefully everybody can just send over their questions that way. And we'll also be talking about timelines, timeline crashing. We'll go into a little bit more about how that can help you out, yourself and your life, help empower you. And also, this Monday show is what we like to call the healing highway. So it's kind of dealing with your breakdowns and your breakthroughs, as well as your stumbling blocks maybe on your road to clearing negativity out of your life and taking away the things that are keeping you from having the life that you want. So I'll just go ahead and get started with questions, if that's okay with you, Ron.
Yep. Let's see how many we can cover tonight.
Okay, great. And there's quite a few lovely testimonials, too, from people who are at the Conscious Life Expo. So we can share those as well. They're really great, and I think they help a lot of the new listeners sort of understand the types of healings that Ron does and what they can do for you. So the first one comes from somebody who says, "Hi, Ron. I have started doing alien poison, waste product, and carcass removal clearings. My question, are the actual energetic bodies like jellyfish only removed from our bodies on the 8-hour calls with you? Thank you very much for all that you do for us."
Okay, yeah, you can. We do get those out during the 8-hour calls, definitely. We do much, much more than that. I won't say we're getting rid of all of them, but we are getting rid of ones that we can locate, and hopefully they won't get put back in again. But aside from that, you can go on the Alien Attack page, and that page, I think it's $10 a week, $30 for the month, and one of the options there is the parasitic life forms. List a lot of different life forms there. I also release those from you, on that particular site. But on the 8-hour call, we handle do a lot of things. We did a lot of pins yesterday. Pins, even pins in people's feet. Remember when you're a baby, and if you watch a mother, holding her baby, normally all of a sudden the baby's, real happy, then it starts jerking around, moving its feet and arms, trying to get away. screaming and putting on a temper tantrum in a sense. And yes, that is probably the aliens attacking the baby and hurting it. So let's do that for you right now. I'll just do a sample. So we're going back to, you know, maybe you were breastfeeding or something like that, you know, very small. And all of a sudden, you know, sort of jerking around because the aliens were after you. They had you in the radar. So here we go. Let's take away these pins from your feet. We'll just see how that makes you feel. And I want you all to get up and walk around after this here, just to see if your walking is a little different. So here we go. Releasing some pins. So one, this is the poison that they put into you. And you still could have the receptors on the bottom of your feet. You never know what they're how they're doing different things. Just think if you're in a hospital and they have an IV tube hooked up to you, they may just have a little connector where they can just strictly reconnect things, you know, like in the hospitals, to this one main feed line, you know. So here we go, on the bottom of your feet. One, releasing this energy. Two, it's probably poisons by now, or things that you gave you, but it's still in your energetic field. Maybe still completely attached to your body. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll just see that's doing for you. Next question, I guess, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Yeah, and so all of those calls that Ron does are a special 8-hour healing intensives, and the ones for February were February 2nd, February 16th, which was yesterday, and the 23rd, which is coming up. And he does those every month, so if you'd like more information about those, you can check out creationlightship.com, and it's right at the top of the page. And there's also an upcoming events section where you can find out more about all the different things that are coming up. There's weekly clearings, which also are great if you're having a specific problem. And also, if you're looking for the alien attack page, you can find that on creationlightship.com by searching for attack in the search for a healing box. And you're right, Ron, it is $10 for a week or $30 for a month. So the actual name of the clearing is the Alien Attacks, Shapeshifters, etc. Removal for 1 week. And it can remove all manner of alien critters and then also the carcasses and waste products that are associated with those energies. So hopefully that can help out quite a bit. And I also wanted to say, too, that I did get a really nice testimonial from somebody who was at the New Living Expo. And I just wanted to read that because it kind of relates to what you were saying. So this person attended, they said, "Dear Ron, I attended your workshop on Saturday at the Conscious Life Expo and wanted to tell you how you really opened my eyes to possibilities that I had not imagined existed in healing. I felt so many tingles in my arms and hands when you asked for volunteers to be decloned. It was hard to put into words because what I was thinking and feeling when you asked us all to check out our body. I was actually thinking I should be scared at being cloned out every 10 minutes. But all I felt was such a calm and peace in the room and during the workshop that I stayed to hear you. I am going to pursue more healings from your website. I knew I was in the right place and time when the hotel's fire alarm went off while you were talking and absolutely no one got up to leave. I am so glad to know of you and your healings."
Yeah, that was something. Yeah, now that I can remember that, yeah, it's I was doing something, talking, you know, and all of a sudden the alarm went off, much like happened on Timeline Crashing when we're doing stuff in New Yorker Hotel. And all of a sudden their alarm went off, but it's a silent alarm. All of a sudden all these fire trucks showed up, maybe four to six of them, hook and ladder the whole enchilada right on 8th and 34th Street. At about 5 o'clock, stopping everything out there, you know. And so, anyway, it was quite, kind of ironic, you know, that, you know, things do happen. So, anyway, that was quite interesting. I can really remember it going off, watching the little thing above my head kind of flash on and off, you know. Hey, Elizabeth, so let's see what else we got going on.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the times after you do these sample declonings and the sample pin removal like you just did, if you want to let us know if you've experienced any sort of sensations, a great place to do that is on the BBS Radio Fast Chat, and just let us know what is your experience. And also, a lot of the times these things are just sort of energies leaving you, so there's no need to be afraid. It's just kind of more getting you into more of a peaceful state.
I mean, so, you're already in the soup anyway, so, you know.
Right.
You need to find out, you know, hey, well, I'm swimming all the time in this soup, and I'm already in it, and I've been in it for my whole life. At least now I know, well, what kind of soup it is, you know. And you know, all the clearings can help you to release from some of the stuff that we're dealing with all the time. But the Alien Attack page has 8 different sections in it, so it's very, very comprehensive. And, you know, a lot of people at first get kind of overwhelmed because there's so much there, because they never even thought about aliens. You know, they just think about watching one of the presenters talking about the aliens came here and talked to President Eisenhower, you know, and back then, and then a couple of ships. And all they know is about that, and now you find out that, geez, up on our flat-bottom clouds every day. I see them up there, cloaked in the clouds as the cloud forms around their ship. All of a sudden you go, wow, you know, what's going on here? You know, you have to kind of do some of the sci-fi movies that are out there, and some of the sci-fi movies actually show people trying to hide from these ships, you know? You know, they're on some strange planet someplace, and you know, these things are flying over looking for them, and they're behind rocks or whatever, digging into tunnels. But anyway, but they're up there right now, and probably in your town. Just look outside, look at the clouds. Are they flat bottom? Well, guess what? Why are they there? Well, you know, be a whole other show. But I guess next question, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and we won't get into that right now, Ron. Maybe next week's show we can cover that. It sounds like we could spend an hour just on that alone. So I'll go ahead and read another testimonial about the expo, since we're on the topic. So this person wrote in and said that the expo was, the expo this year was so peaceful. I sensed a feeling of harmony among us CLS listeners who attended and followers, and superb teamwork and mutual support of Ron and each other at the booth. On Monday's workshop, Ron brought the earth back into 100% light, as he noticed it had slipped about 4% into darkness. Everyone seemed to feel the shift and did not want to leave the room. The organizers gave Ron an extra 30 minutes of overtime and gave him a new room to do it in.
That was neat. Yeah, what happened, we got into another room also at the end. I think I actually have, from what I believe they told me, I have a 4-hour DVD of it. Oh, it may have been even an hour and a half, I don't know. But whatever it was, they get the DVD and rent some copies. And maybe somebody wants to get one, maybe charge $10 or something. We can send you to Ted's website. I think it's Lost Arts or something like that. But Lost Coast Arts or something. I'm sorry, I don't have the actual information, but his name is Ted. And if you see it there online, you can just go there and probably purchase it from him. He's a very nice person. In fact, I've known him since probably 2005, when we first got out the gate here. And he is recording, you know, hundreds of, if not thousands of different events, driving here and there and everywhere else. Just to get them on, you know, on the DVDs, doing, you know, video recording. So if you can support him, I think that'd be wonderful. So it would be great. So his name is Ted, and it's like Lost Lost Coast or Lost Arts Productions or something like that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And if we get that before the end of the show, we will post it in the fast chat, or we can talk about it next week if we have the